Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. I am just so delighted to be sitting here this morning. Hallelujah. Oh my God. God is good. God is good. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, we will. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it's tea time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. I welcome you. Hallelujah. If it happens to be 100 years later, I welcome you. 100 seconds later, I welcome you. And I thank God for you, because that means that this is the appointed time that you were assigned by God to tune in. So I pray that something will be said that will make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. I have the audience on my mind, and I truly want to be able to say that I done that all that I know that will make a difference. And I am just so delighted that you took the time out to come on and listen. And well, let's see what this is all about. And I'm happy that you're doing this. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And every time when I think that we're going to really do this round table, something else, it seems like it's too fluffy, because there's so many serious things going on in the world, and I don't want to be fluff, but we do need some areas where, some place in our day where we can just come down, never removing ourselves from the Lord, but just come down. And have a me moment. And a moment where you can just relax and feel the presence of God, and you're not under pressure of pushing. You know what I'm saying? And so I thought about the other day, as a matter of fact, Tuesday, we were on the way to the hospital. Little did we know, we're just going for Bishop's annual checkups and things like that. And I said to him, there was an issue that I had, and I said to him as we were driving, that this is the time that I wish that I could really sit in the presence of Jesus and have a real talk with him. And what it was it really like with his disciples when they could see him face to face and they could talk to him and they hear him talking back to him and they could see the love for them and the compassion for them in their eyes, in his eyes, you know. And I know our faith allows that, but I was just saying, I just wish that I could just sit down at a table and Jesus and I would just have this conversation. And really and truly, that's what prompts this particular ministry, Tea Time with Jesus and Me, so long ago. And I thought it was going to be in a book form, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get it together. And now I understand. It's a time where of reflection. It's a time where we can take it to our private, individual lives. We could be on the job. We could be anywhere. And we just take a moment, take some time to sit back. I like to say inhale. Good at that, a custom path. But I like to just we take the time and just ponder questions, thoughts that we have. And you'd be so surprised how the answer does come. It has for me. And based on that, my experience, I'll share that it's possible for you. God deals with us, I believe, each one of us differently. So your place with God, how he deals with you, just know that that's your place. And how he interacts with you is special. Yes, indeed it is. But when we take the time and we just ask the Lord, he will make the answer plain to us. And as I will continue to say to you, I kind of parenthesis, we thought that we were just going to go forward. It was just a regular day. And things that I would have taken with me for him, we don't need it. And he ended up being admitted to the hospital. And he's still there today. And little did we know that some of the issues that he had, we never know. But God prepares us. He is there with us. It's not as bad as it could have been. And we are grateful. Wherein I had one thing on my mind, there was something else. And God allowed it to be smooth. And because of the pandemic, no one wants to go to the hospital. But he's okay in that area. So that's a blessing. And the doctors are working with him. And the whole team is very good. So I thank God. I thank the Lord for that. And the question that I had, God is working that out too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I hope that you will take this time, grab a nice, fall is coming, grab a nice cup of tea. And I say tea because tea is therapeutic, relaxing, and it's, good for you. And just ponder the goodness of God. And just have a little time with him. Just take a little time. And when we find that we can do that, we're building our relationship. And so you say, well, what about the gold table? Yes, that was an added addition. The gold table reminds us, a brief definition of God's grace, his extended grace to us through his Son. So when we sit at the table and we share our testimony, when we share our testimony and for it, part of it, of women in the ministry sharing their testimony, helping to empower those who are yet coming into the ministry. And showing the journey, or sharing the journey, it's empowering and it's encouraging. So we're doing quite a, in here, we're doing quite a bit. And one of my favorite segment of this ministry is we started calling it the late bloomers. We just call it the bloomers. And you say, well, why is that? Well, there are flowers that only bloom every 100 years. So the flower will bloom at its appointed time. And there are things that we thought of and we wanted to do when we were younger And Lord, life happens. We made decisions that, oh my God, just turned things upside down. And really busy trying to get out of the hole, really busy with marriage, job, trying to prepare for this time in our lives, and children and grandchildren, just stuff. And then one day it came back to us. We were reminded. And you said to yourself, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done this or I would have done that. But guess what? It came back to you. You know now what you knew, what you didn't know then, and age is just a number. So be encouraged. God brought something to you. Pray about it. Pray. And don't say it's impossible. It's possible. Don't get so caught up in helping others that you forget about yourself. Trust me, it is so, so easy to do. Then you end up feeling like a hypocrite. Chris, you knew you're such a nourisher, but no one is nourishing the nourisher. You need to be nourished too. And so you have to be brave enough, strong enough to love yourself and step out. Make room for what God has called you to do and make room for yourself in this earth. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves, but sometimes we're poor examples of loving ourselves. I'm not saying be selfish, but we have to love ourselves. And it starts back when I started talking about the breathing. Yes. So now that we've gotten through that part, and I hope it was clear. Now we have an issue. Our president and first lady and one of the administrators are now diagnosed with the virus. We don't know, nor do we understand what anything, but they said that he has the virus. We prayed for him and asked God to help him and heal him. And those who made fun and didn't see the importance of this, maybe they will come to the realization that it is safe. And we're not here to go on a rampage. Sometimes we have to sit down and think. My mom and my granddad used to say, you need to use your head for more than a head. So we sit down and say, and we come to a conclusion. We ask God to help us, to give us understanding, because we understand this is taking the world by surprise, and no one really have a clear understanding as to what to do with this pandemic. And it may seem like people are doing this and doing that. They're just trying to figure it out, and I understand them. So what they offer to us to do and what they found that may work, let's try to do that. Not only for ourselves, but for our neighbors. We love our neighbors. You know, if it's a stumbling to our neighbors, then we don't want to cause a stumbling. We don't want someone they look healthy, and their immune system could be weak. And we don't want to cause anyone any harm. So we just obey the law of the land and the medical advice, and we go on. We're not pointing fingers or doing anything. Sometimes the light just doesn't come on as soon as it does for others. You know, we all been there. I don't see that. I don't understand it. Okay. But let's try to remember that we are our brother's keeper. Okay? God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Almighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all praise, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. Glory be to your name, for you are holy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Can't compare with anything. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're high and above and lifted up. Almighty God, Almighty God. Your holiness. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Forgive us, Almighty God, for the slang words that we use, the audacity, Almighty God, to try to attempt to equalize you with a buddy. Oh, God, forgive us, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for you are Alpha and Omega. You are the Almighty God. You are the self-sustaining one. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, there is no brightness or illumination that's beyond your illumination, Almighty God, and your brightness, Almighty God. The brightness, Almighty God, that man can't conceive, can't even compare. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Father. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you, Almighty God. We glorify your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, great is our God, and greatly to be praised. But truly, there is none like you. Bless your name, Almighty God. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for touching those that are sick. Almighty God, thank you for healing. Almighty God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your tender care. Almighty God, thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Almighty God. Thank you for instructing us. Thank you for directing us. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your love flowing in us and through us. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that we're in harmony with you and peace, Almighty God. And before we go any further, Father, we ask that you forgive us. Forgive us, Almighty God, for every sin that we've committed against you. Oh, God, the word, thought, and deed, Almighty God, Almighty God, known and unknown, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. We ask that you forgive us, and we thank you for cleansing us, Father, from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you. We praise you for it. Thank you that you allow us to recognize and see that you have cleansed us. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. That you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Hey, glory. Oh, and we can walk with confidence, Almighty God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By how you strengthening us. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for how you rebuke pride. about how you make the crooked way straight, Lord, in our lives. We thank you how you cover us in the blood of Yeshua. And thank you for how you perfect the things that concern us. Thank you for how you are our hiding place, Almighty God. Thank you, hallelujah, for how you fight our battles and how you guard us, Almighty God. How you send help from the sanctuary, God, when we were going wrong in the pathway. How you take us and direct us in the right path, Almighty God. Yes, Lord, how you order our steps, how you guard us and protect us, oh God, from the ill and the will and the negativity of those who would hate us. God, we thank you, how you show yourself strong and mighty in our lives. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Almighty God, and we thank you for the work that you've given us to do for your glory. For we recognize that we're created for your glory, Almighty God. Hallelujah. For your glory, Almighty God, and we thank you. We glorify you. Everlasting, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Yes, you are. And we thank you. Oh, God, we ask that you walk tall in these humanities. It's property and its territory. Have your way, God. We welcome you as our God in these United States. Yeshua, we welcome you as our Lord Redeemer. Oh, the only true and living God, we welcome you in these United States. Thank you for guarding us, oh God, and guarding those that have been employed to guard this nation. Well, we thank you for them, but they're we not get weary in well-doing in a time, even the more almighty God, the watchman on the wall, let him not get weary and fall asleep. Keep him sharp, almighty God, bless your name, hallelujah. Reba Seko, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every preacher, every pastor, oh God, every bishop, almighty God, Reba Seko, hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, almighty God, come on, lead, guide, and direct, almighty God, Akuma, let your will be done, walk tall in our lives, Rebeteka, Ramasarada, oh God, you are only help, hallelujah, we need you, God. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you how you direct our path. Keep us, almighty God. Keep us, almighty God. Every child of yours, almighty God. Keep, sustain, almighty God. Those that are yet to come into the fold, oh God, we thank you for drawing them. Hallelujah. 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 We just stop to give you praise. Almighty God, bless your wonderful name, your most holy name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the renewing. Almighty God. Thank you, God. Go, God. We ask that you grant traveling mercy. Great God. Peace on the job. Almighty God. Thank you for those in the medical field. Help them, God. Touch them. Refresh them. Renew them. Breathe on them, almighty God. Breathe on them. Remove the politics. Almighty God. Rip our circle. Walk tall. For you are the master physician. Walk tall in their presence. Rip my circle. For you are the one that they will have to give answer to. Give us a call. Walk tall. Meet their every need. Individually, if I study them, and collectively, let harmony and peace rule, almighty God. Encourage, almighty God, the firefighters, the first responders. Almighty God, remove the weariness. Almighty God, oh, step in the lives. Almighty God, be a lifter of their spirits. Almighty God, take the weight off of them. Almighty God, put a hedge of protection around them. Oh, open our eyes. Thank you for encouraging us, Almighty God, to do your will. Thank you for encouraging us to live a right, a life that's pleasing in your sight. Thank you for being our strength so we can do it. Thank you, God, that we can worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we will diminish the spirit, Almighty God, and we don't compare. You cannot be compared to anything in this earth, our only self. You're high and you're lifted. You're glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I stand down before you, say, hear those who are calling out to you. Hear those who don't know you, but heard something about you, and they're calling you. Thank you, God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Give us clarity and understanding that we won't be. Oh, God, fill us. Fill us, God, with your Lord. Out of power of the Holy Spirit, put in our prayer. Oh, God, you are our strength. You are our strength and our brother. Hallelujah. You hold us with the power of your life. You are a shield of protection. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. God, you see me. Hallelujah. Hear out. We'll weep with you. Hallelujah. And I will pray. Look up. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for healing. Thank you for giving us strength. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for how you give me our comments. Thank you for being loving arms. Thank you for being our comments. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your Lord. Lord. You see and you know, and we thank you for protecting us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Oh, God, thank you for being in our hands. Thank you for being in the love of our souls. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us talk with him. God, Father, you are good. Hallelujah. Our covenant, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We humble ourselves before you, Father. Thank you. mold them, especially you. Thank you for being an author. Thank you for protecting everything concerning our needs. Thank you for honoring our children. Thank you that our thoughts are good.
Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. My
brothers and my sisters and my brothers, it's our closing scripture time. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. God is good. God is good. God is good. Our benediction scripture. Do the first chapter starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are a child of God and that God loves you. He's perfecting everything that concerns us. We pray and we thank God for you. And we seal it all in the blood of you. The blood of Jesus. Bless you. Remember, God loves you. And thank you for coming in.